USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator Mitt Romney angering President Trump after Romney tweets that Trump has brazenly appealed to China and the Ukraine to investigate a political opponent, referring to Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Romney called it unprecedented, wrong, and appalling. Now President Trump has responded on Twitter saying that Romney choked when he ran for president in 2012. Vice President Mike Pence blasting House Democrats for launching an impeachment probe. Pence saying at a GOP unity rally in Louisiana yesterday,
"Do nothing, Democrats launched a partisan impeachment inquiry in a blatant attempt to overturn the will of the American people. But I think you all see through."
Disney World officials confirm some riders were stuck on the new Skyliner gondola ride for about an hour yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
New York City police trying to determine why four homeless men were killed and a fifth was critically injured by a man with a metal pipe.
It's very early on in the investigation. We do have a person of interest that we're speaking to.
Chief of Detectives in Manhattan Michael Baldassano says the 24-year-old suspect is also apparently homeless himself. The case of a boy who was allegedly murdered in July by his parents, leading to angry accusations from the lawyer representing the grandmother of Noah Quatro. Attorney Brian Claypool says the L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services should face legal consequences for not saving the four-year-old child.
They need to pay the ultimate price in this case, not only through a civil lawsuit, but a criminal investigation.
Agency officials claim they did everything right as they monitored the child for years, but other relatives accuse county officials of conducting a cover-up to try to save the agency. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Dozens of people injured when a utility pole explodes during the Old World Village Oktoberfest celebration in Huntington Beach, California last evening. To Cincinnati, Ohio, where 11 people are hospitalized after a collision involving a car and a bus, officials say two adults and two kids had to be extricated from a Chevy Malibu in that midday crash yesterday. The two children reportedly taken to Children's Hospital in critical condition. That crash is under investigation. On a lighter note, look out, Ellen and Jimmy Kimmel. Elmo is getting his own talk show, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Sesame Workshop is developing a talk show starring the squeaky voice puppet called The Not Too Late Show with Elmo. Production begins next month, but it's not clear yet when the program will air. It's part of a deal between HBO Max and the Sesame Workshop. The centerpiece of the deal is five new seasons of Sesame Street that begin next year. They'll air first on the pay cable network and then be made available for free through PBS. Two new animated series are also part of the deal, along with making more Sesame Street products available on demand, including classic episodes from the past 50 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.